Party, for devotees, they have party, parties. They also say, happy birthday to, they say that. That part everyone says, but they also say, you may never take birth again. They make a whole song out of it. This is nice. You may never take birth again. Happy birthday to you. You may never take birth again. So that's the goal to be achieved. That's why, I don't know, that's why we also were singing Itna to Karna Swami. Japranatan se nikle. It's a birthday celebration, but we were singing that. Like a goal of our life is Japranatan se nikle. Govinda naam leke to pranatan se nikle. We normally celebrate birthdays of acharyas and birthdays of Sri Krishna. Lord's birthdays are celebrated, and devotees' disappearance days are celebrated. So Lord has no, well, Lord's disappearance day is not very, we do not welcome, it's not a celebration. Lord is leaving us when he comes into the world. Trailokya mangalam kuru, for the mangalya, all auspiciousness of this world. Lord appears, so we have all this Janmashtami and Radhashtami and Vaman Dvadasi and Nityanantrayodasi and Gaur Purnima, all these appearance days we celebrate. Then devotees' disappearance days, Vaishnavacharya's disappearance days are even a grander celebration, because when they appear, it was not so much known. No one knows. What is this child going to do? But at the time of departure, we know what he has done. So that day of his departure becomes a grand celebration. Sab hase tum roe, aisa kuch kehte hain. Koi janam leta hai to sabhi haas rahe the aur balak ro raha tha, rota hai. Tab sabhi haas rahe the. Aisi karni kar chalo, phir jab ant samay aayega, jab pran tan se nikle, tab kya hoga? Tum haso, sab roenge. Why to celebrate birthday? It's more of a Western concept. Solidifying the birth, solidifying the dynasty, solidifying. There's nothing really glorious about our birth. You could sit down and listen to Krishna's birthday proceedings. There's so many details. Vasudeva Aikshata. Shukdev goes, and Shukdev, Vasudev saw, and what he had seen, Krishna, and four-handed Krishna, and he's holding all the symbols, and Pitambaram, he's already wearing garments, clothing's on, ornaments on, as he has taken birth. Does anyone take birth like that? Devaki did not have to go to Loy Bazaar, then ordering and shopping. Lord appeared with all those, and there was a smile on his face. Lord is smiling. And Vasudev saw that. And Sakshat, Prakratihi Paraha, he started offering prayers to that. His son is offering prayers. So Lord's birth, through so much, or again and again and again, devotees go to that topic of Krishna's, Krishna Janma, and they contemplate and they hear and they relish and they take that deep into their hearts, that Krishna Janma, Leela, and the, all the details involved, the whole context. And there's nothing glorious about our birth as such. Such and such maternity home. And we don't want to even remember. What happened? He's not happy, birthday. And then they say, how old are you? Rishabh, how old are you? He's this young baby, and question, how old are you? I'm old. I'm 5 years old. No one asks, how young are you? Again, we have nothing to do with. Again, the body is just a temporary garment. It's a clothing. This time, this kind of clothing, this texture, this size, this shape, this. We have gone through so many, many, many times. Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tani aham veda sarvani natvavitta parandava. We forget. Aham veda. I know, I remember. You have forgotten. Bahuni me vyatitani tani aham veda sarvani natvavitta parandava. So we forget our birth. So what is more important is the soul in the body. And then you cannot ask the soul, or you cannot say, oh soul, how old are you? Soul, how old are you? There's no question of soul is eternal. You cannot ask, and no one knows. When we became ansha, part and parcel of the Lord, you can't trace the history back and say, you know, Sanatan says, we are Sanatan. Whatever we are, anshas of the Lord, we are Sanatan. So our importance is more due to us being the soul, and that soul being part and parcel of the Lord. Of course, as a body also, that is prakriti rashtadha, bhumi apa nala vayu kam mana buddhi reva chahankar iti amme bhinna prakriti rashtadha. Whether the body or the soul, both are coming from Krishna. Both are energies of Krishna. While as a soul, we are eternal. That is us. Soul, that is us. So for this bhinna prakriti is concerned, now that is us, but then when there's Ram Nam Sat hai, then we are no more. Or every 7 years, every single cell in the body changes. Transforms. What I am today, all the particles within the body, atoms and molecules and all that, of which this body is made up of. After 7 years, not a single cell. It appears to be the same, not changing, but it's changing all the time. So much input takes place, and there's output also. We put things in, and the cells, the body is developed, and but then out of those all 9 gates, Navadvare Pure Gehe, we stay in a Geha, or in a Pur, in Nagari, in a township, which has 9 gates. And through the 9 gates, all kinds of waste products, toxins, or whatever, are also evacuated. So like that, there's always the elements in the body. Now they're like in a transit. They are there for some time, then they go. And then some other, as we eat and drink, smell, yes, the air is there, and the water and food, and the body is, keeps developing, but it's ever-changing also. and then there's a big change, last breath and big change. And so goal is to remember Krishna, and for that we have to practice all the time. Otherwise, all that you mostly remember, that will come to your mind. You had been remembering all the time something that you are attached and you like that. That is what comes to your mind at the yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. One person departed some time ago in India, and he remembered Coca-Cola at the time of death. What to do? Children were saying, Daddy, Daddy! Say Bhola! He was a devotee of Shiva. So he had children, all family members around, and they could see now Daddy has only few more breaths to go, and they were up here, Daddy, say Bhola! But Daddy could only say Coca-Cola. Because he was so much attached, remembering and attached to Coca-Cola, and that's what he remembered at the time of death. And his foolish children, if we could call them foolish, they must be foolish. They went to Haridwar. Our devotees saw this scene. They were distributing Coca-Cola on the banks of Ganga at Har Ki Paudi. And when inquired, they said, you know, our father departed, and the last thing he said was Coca-Cola. as if that was like a last wish or will. So we are just executing the will of our father. Maybe even to Coca-Cola Loca, huh? And they're distributing, instead of distributing Ganga Jal there, they're distributing Coca. So we have to remember, get all other things out of our head, out of our heart. Things which are non-Krishna, things which are illusory and temporary, and of all those items, the body is a big, big factor. Everyone loves his or her body, probably more than anything else. But attached to this body. We get up this body, wake up this body, uti uti, someone wakes up. And then, Micheni davase gelo de rati divasa sharira saje. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, night times in sleeping, and then as you get up, decorating your bodies like this, day in and day out, this goes on. So much care of this body. Our life centered around this body. We need to change that from body to soul. We do shrangar of our body instead of doing shrangar of the Lord, having deity at the temple or home. Also, you could decorate the body of the Lord. Okay, got it. Decorate the body of the Lord, transcendental form of the Lord. Instead, our more time is spent decorating our own body. Now after Lord's Shrangar is over, Pujari is Govindam Adipurusham. They also show the mirror to the Lord. And as the Lord is looking into the mirror, devotees look at the face of the Lord. And I was head Pujari in Mumbai, Radharas Vihari. Would be showing mirror to the Lord and see, are you happy? Is it okay? Are you? See the how the expressions of the on Lord's face. And as we're looking at sometimes, oh, we forgot to put the feather, peacock feather, and sometimes not flute. Lord doesn't have flute. So that's yet another feeling. Show the mirror to the Lord. Let him look into the mirror, and then you look at his face, and the kind of satisfaction you get that time, that satisfaction. Soul is getting that satisfaction. And then other things, you stand, you decorate your body, and then you look into the mirror and keep looking and adjusting and changing. And or when I go, how would people are going to be looking at me? I'm going to look at, I make sure I want to look well. So one devotee was explaining, one sannyasi was explaining like this in last Mayapur, how we do all the shrangar for our body, and then abhishek before that, of course. Abhishek for the body, our own body, and then bhoga for our own body. We feel chappan bhog. So what we are supposed to be doing for the Lord, we end up put Lord on the back burner or somewhere, whatever. And all life just around the body. So this is not fair. So why celebrate birthday? Soul has no birth, soul has no death. But if you're at all going for a celebration, then one devotee has written a book. He was saying there should be some reason to have a celebration of birthday. What has this person done? Between last birthday and this birthday, has he done something outstanding which should be, for that reason, you glorify him, you congratulate him. That could be the reason, occasion for, birthday could be that occasion to review the performance between last birthday, this birthday. What I have done. I had been chanting only so many rounds, now I'm chanting more rounds. Like that, those kinds of accomplishments could be taken into consideration, and then glorify that devotee. So what have you done? Got in a new house. We met three times. I'm coming every month now. Or every other month. That is accomplishment. Getting ready for... So has he done anything? Anyone else knows? Huh? What do you know? What do you have to say?
So, Seva, I think, remember, she will immediately, the moment she knows that I need dresses for my deities, she's there. The moment she knows that I need to do something with the altar for my deities, she's there. And she keeps encouraging me to chant better, do the right thing in consciousness.
Arriva, arriva, thank you. Anyone else knows what?
Same.
Ditto.
And she makes delicious prasad.
She makes delicious prasad when he eats herself. She feeds others. Okay, that is. She helps you to set up altar at your home. Your home also. Your home also. What is going on here? You're the contractor? Beautiful altar. Only ladies know what she is doing. Anyone else? You know.
You've been calling up a lot of devotees to collect Lakshmi for your project.
Okay. I'm sure Premanjan will be very happy to hear. Thank you.
We have to glorify you,
Maharaj. No, it's your day. Anyone else would like to make offering? आपको कुछ पता है पिछले एक साल में कुछ?
She has called her a couple of times when you were there, and she has invited devotees. That itself is very glorious. We feel very honored.
Equally, it's a reciprocation. They also help me a lot. And I agree to come.
I think everyone has something to say. So she deserves party. Birthday party.
While everybody has told about her, I need to definitely thank
her. Very good. So it's not only happy birthday, but happy family. Happy children. God has given everything and is giving himself now to you, and has given you all these devotees their association. So we should be thanking God. So thanksgiving, thanking Krishna for. I was thinking that I think the glorious thing is that we have human form of life. There are so many bodies. Celebration about this birthday is soul entered human form, which is a rare gift. Hence, I think, the celebration time. Because otherwise, cultivating Krishna consciousness, knowing Krishna, is not possible. In other bodies, not can't do it. So you may live long. Sharadaha Shatam Pashyamaha. In the Vedic time they would say, Sharadaha Shatam Pashyamaha. You may see 100 autumn seasons. Yeah, that's another way. Sharad. Live for Krishna. Live to practice Krishna, gain Krishna. Otherwise, Sukadeva Goswami does say, Taravaha Kimna Jivanti Bhastra Kimna. Swasantyuta. Aren't the trees? Of course, you don't have trees here. Trees are there. Aren't the trees? They live long, long life. Just living long life is not the goal. Tarvaha kim na jivanti. And then the blacksmith has a bellow of the back blacksmith. Takes so much air in. We can't even take so much air as. So, what's the big deal, just our lungs are like a bellow. They also take air in and air out. But the bellow the blacksmith is also doing, Sukhdev Goswami says. Khadanti na mehanti kim grami pashau pari. Aren't there other animals? They're also khadanti, they're also eating, they're also sleeping. And if you're also only eating and sleeping, then what's the big deal? What have you done better than those animals? Or if you just live long, then what have you done better than those trees? And if you just keep doing that, the blacksmith's bellow also does in a grander way. So, purpose is utilize this life for knowing Krishna, serving Krishna, and then propagate this word, spread the word around. So, Supriya had been doing this in Nagpur also before she came to, or here. She was a leader of our ISKCON Youth Forum, Girls Division, IGF, ISKCON Girls Forum. So she started a whole preaching with the young girls, college students, and so she gets credit for that. She's remembered for this pioneering work that she initiated in India, Nagpur, and she still keeps in touch with those girls and like that. So, so good. So carry on and be in the midst of devotees wherever you are, here or changing countries or continents. If that happens, be with the devotees. And that's the key to the success. All success formula is in being with the devotees. Lots of protection comes from that. Otherwise there are so many attacks. Maya is active and always in action. So we need protection. So if we are with the devotees, we are protected. And then unknowingly we make so much progress. Like if you go to Kumbh Mela, and where in Kumbh Mela you would like to go, finally? To Triveni Sangam. So when you get off the train or bus, so many people are already going. Where are they going? You don't even have to ask. Everyone coming to Kumbh Mela, where do they go? They go for the bath. They are going towards Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati. So all that you need to do is just be part of that crowd. And that crowd will take you to that final destination. So much so that sometimes you don't even have to walk. You are given a lift. You kind of float. Just be with the devotees. So by Krishna's grace, we have devotees here also. In country like in the desert, dry and all that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind. And Srila Prabhupada made all these endeavors, established Krishna consciousness movement, and by efforts of his followers, Jayapataka Maharaj and other Maharajas, and Sri Valla Prabhu, his father also was, he initiated in early days, he was putting ISKCON together, giving it shape. So by Krishna's grace and devotees' efforts, all over Middle East countries, there is association available. Now you cannot complain. Everything you need to know, everything you need to go back to Krishna is made available right here, now and here. So take advantage and connect others. Krishna would be pleased when you do that. Okay, I think we'll stop here. At least my part, I will then. But then I was thinking of going to the other program. Yeah. Did we, if we sing till 9, the boss. Boss is always right, as they say. So well, thank you once again for being present here. Very good.